It's 5:45. You're listening to 90.7 WFAE. I'm Mark Rumsey. An academic scandal that has engulfed UNC Chapel Hill's athletic department may go back more than a decade. Until last weekend, we already knew that the school's Department of African and Afro-American Studies offered several classes and independent study courses that provided little or no instruction. The classes were popular with athletes, particularly football players. An internal investigation that reached those findings last spring only went back 4 years, but warned that fraud could go back several more. This weekend, evidence emerged that this may be true. The evidence was unearthed with the help of rival NC State fans, and it involves one of the most celebrated athletes in UNC history, Julius Peppers. Joining me now is Dan Kane, a reporter for the Raleigh News and Observer, who's been on top of the story. Dan, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
NC State fans on a message board found a link to a 2001 transcript that appears to belong to Julius Peppers, who played football and basketball for the Tar Heels before playing for the Carolina Panthers and now the Chicago Bears. Now, do we know that it is, in fact, his transcript, and tell us why it's significant?
The statement that the university put out says two things. It says that this appears to be a student transcript, and because of the Federal Educational Rights and Privacy Act, they can't discuss actual student records. So judging by that response, plus the fact that his name was on this transcript and the circumstances as to how it came out, it's pretty reasonable to believe that this is his actual transcript. Now, why is this important? There are a couple of reasons. Number one, this, suggests that this academic fraud had been going back, now into the late 90s, okay? And why do we think that? Well, the transcript has, several classes that have been identified in the university's internal investigation as no-show classes, at least during the period of 2007 to 2011. It looks like Peppers took a number of those classes, and those are largely the classes that he did well in, B or better. Given the significant number of D's and F's in his transcript, it's reasonable to believe that he may not have been able to play basketball or football. He obviously was a football star, but he also played for 2 years on the basketball squad.
Dan, let me ask, what do you think in your past reporting perhaps got Wolfpack fans looking around for this academic transcript in the first place?
Several weeks ago, when I was working on another story related to the academic fraud, in the course of doing that, I come across this link to a test transcript. Actually, I had a fake name on it. It was an obvious fake name. But the information, the courses that were taken, had very similar characteristics to, the academic fraud scandal that I was looking at. So we wrote a story about it, and we made the test transcript available on our website. Well, this is where the PAC fans, who obviously do a lot of posting on the PAC Pride bulletin board, got involved. They pulled up that document, and I think what happened there was they looked at that web address where that document sat, and they were able to kind of, maybe do a little forensics on that web address and come back to a directory of links off of sort of the trunk of that web address, okay? One of those links was a transcript that had Julius Peppers' name on it.
Kind of an interesting serendipity there, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
To be clear, though, there has been no determination about the actual quality of instruction for the classes that Julius Peppers took in that department?
No. I mean, the university has not looked at those classes. All we know is that those are the grades he got. Those were the classes he took, and a lot of the talk really has to do with how they compare with the rest of his academic record.